ایسی جاں پر جو فدا ہو تجھ پہ یا، جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوں تیرے عاشقا، جب بھی دیکھا ہے سکوں تیرے عاشقا، ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں، ان کی خاموشی ہے رشک صد بیاں، جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو، جس کے آب و گل میں درد دل نہ ہو، جس میں خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستا، جس میں خاکی ہے فقط اے دوستا، دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے، دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے، ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں، ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں، جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا، جب سے تیرا غم ملا ہے اے خدا، رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں، رہتا ہے ہر وقت اختر شادماں، ہو مبارک تجھ کو اے آو فغاں، ان کی جانب سے کرم پایا یا، جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفرا، جب زمین پر روتے ہیں مستغفرا، رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان، رشک کرتا ہے زمین پر آسمان، دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے، دل میرا مضطر رہے تیرے لیے، ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں، ہے یہی بس حاصل ہر دو جہاں، کیا کہوں میں درد دل کی داستاں، جس کی برکت سے ملی آہو فغاں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Hazrat is instructing me to read this poetry out. It was an email received by Hazrat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our friend from across the sea has inspired me to write some poetry not anywhere close to Maulana Rumi. But let me at least try my capability. There is this amazing personality. He is the king of Khanka Akhtari, our Sheikh Kamil, our beloved Hazrat Ji. We have come to Khanka Akhtari to acquire Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from you, our beloved Hazrat Ji, the king of Khanka Akhtari. The love of Allah burns in you. May it ignite my heart too. May Allah light our hearts with your fire. May our hearts be filled with the same desire. We are not deserving of your company, yet Allah allows us to be here in harmony. When you remind us of the East and the West, it makes us realize the world is a test. You have taught us the world is a deception. Believe me, this was not my perception. I had love for dunya and its corruption. But the king of Khanka Akhtari, O beloved Hazrat Ji, has taught me that my focus should be my Islahi, to recognize my enemy nafs and shaitan too. To wage jihad is one small part. The main objective is to focus on the heart. Nafsi ammara, nafsi lawama, nafsi mutmainna. We did not know until you told us so. This was not part of my vocabulary. However, it has become my psychology. A lifelong battle it will be to have Allah when I leave the dunya. It is my desire to meet Allah with Hazrat and Bibi Apa. Whilst the sinful one has a long destination, I will attend the majalis with a correct intention. A few changes have come into the heart. The story of the fish was a start. Mr. Dollar, Pound and Rain made my hair stand. The lion who became a mouse brought some changes in my house. Paper lion I do not want to be. O King of Khanka Akhtari, we are listening attentively. However sadly practicing murids we have to be. O my beloved Hazratji, the King of Khanka Akhtari, please make a special dua for me. Jazakallah, Jazakallah, Ahsan, Jazah, my beloved Hazratji and Bibi Appa.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamu ala ibadil ladhin ustaf. Amma ba'd. Respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has granted us the opportunity to be what our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah Hakimul Ummat, Qutbul Aqtab, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali on the safar to Namibia and Zimbabwe. Hazrat Speaker and concern for the Islam of the entire world has dawned upon our hearts in the safar that Hazrat has went to such places that people won't even think of going to. For example, we went to Namibia, the first place we got off at Walvis Bay, a small island, so to say, and people are very far away from Deen. But Alhamdulillah, when they saw Hazrat, they were overtaken and inspired tremendously, very greatly. And we met a brother there by the name of Yahya, who is in charge of the masjid there. And we met his father also, who was very overtaken with Hazrat. And the story he gives, that he made hijrat to Namibia because to build a masjid for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He donated to one masjid there in Namibia, and they told him, this is not how you donate. You have to come and build a masjid here personally. So he told his wife, we have to go to Namibia. In 3 days he was ready, and they made hijrat, and personally they built us masjid. Hazrat had we had a program there, mashallah, and Hazrat explained the fundamental basics of our purpose, why we came into this world. Why did Allah Ta'ala send us here, etc. To find Allah, to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to work for our akhirat. And then with the presence of Hazrat Bibi Apa, Damat Barakatuha, and the other ladies, there also there was a program there, and mashallah, people that so inclined even to Salafiyat, but when they hear the talks of our honorable illustrious Sheikh, they become overtaken. So much so that the Imam after the program said, Hazrat, we want some question and answer. So Hazrat said, no problem. And how Hazrat answered the questions in such a beautiful way that those brothers were overtaken. And they don't want to stop the majlis. However, the program, alhamdulillah, was very beneficial there. And Hazrat Maulana Magda's son, Maulana Muhammad Sahib, made a very, very good program, and so much eagerness and so much effort they showed, as they made, and they showed so much eagerness. Special he came to welcome us there, and he was attending the programs and all the arrangements he had made. There, the next day we went to Bandhuk. There also, mashallah, Allah, but the programs were very well arranged there. At night, Hazrat has a program there after Maghrib Salah, and also very well attended, mashallah. And besides being well attended, the talks and the inspirational talk that our Hazrat gives on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you won't get anywhere in the world. Allah, when people hear these talks, they realize this is what we want in our life. And similarly, mashallah, the ladies, so much eagerness they come with, and they are so attentive to the programs that it is unimaginable how the hearts are taking, and this is what the people want in the world. So in Namibia also we had a talk after Maghrib Salah. Then again after Fajr, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat's Barakat, programs on Zikr, etc. After every Namaz virtually, again on Jummah, Hazrat explained about the importance of our Tazkiyah, etc. And then from there, we flew to a town called Otanga. The airport, the names there are quite difficult to remember, but the airport there we flew to, and Maulana Muhammad Magda Sahib, mashallah, they drove early in the morning 7 hours, And not just 7 hours, another 2 hours we had to go to another place to make our intizam for the next day. So these brothers, three of them, they got ready. And other brothers were also eager to come, but some commitments they couldn't manage. And the eagerness there, it's unreal. And this is the magnet of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, the heart just melt. And how people get attracted to our Hazrat, it is unreal. We, as a brother Shaheen has mentioned so beautifully, we don't deserve to be in this company. It is Allah Ta'ala's fazal and karam and Allah Ta'ala's kindness that Allah has kept such a wali in our midst that takes us along. If Allah Ta'ala can only open our hearts and inspire us with that spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there we came there to that airport and we went to a place called Oshikati. There was the first masjid, I think, in Namibia that was built. This uncle Abdul Rahman, the first masjid they built there, and then after a while they moved to more Wolfers Bay. They also in Oshikati, they said brothers are more inclined towards the Salafiyat, towards that type of thinking, because the scholars from there are there. But when Allah Akbar, when the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then people get awestruck. And when Hazrat gave the bayan, mashallah, that night, what is Islam? And what is Sunnah? Sunnah is the complete way of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith is one aspect of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat explained in detail, mashallah, how we should come into Islam. And also we learn that how the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever level of deen we are, they raise us up. They don't drop us to say, oh, you're only performing Jummah, you are very weak Muslim. Or you're only performing one namaz. Hazrat raised every person and said that we should improve our Islam. We should improve our Islam. And we met a brother there, Brother Faisal, originally from Cape Town, but he's living there over 25 years almost. And he says when he came there was no masjid, nothing whatsoever. It was like must be a small town, not even a town. A small like a village. He says he used to give azan under one tree. And the person who used to pour water for him, his assistant, after just pouring water of wuzu, that affected his heart and he became a Muslim after a few months. And the barakat of that azan under that tree, today there's a beautiful masjid. In that so-called jungle, the Kalahari desert, where you just see beautiful desert sand, but you see Allah Akbar, a masjid in the heart of the desert, it's like seeing Jannat. And Allah Akbar, when the talk of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, they all were overtaken. This brother Faisal was so overtaken that after that, after Isha, then he went to talk to his sister about the bayan. Then he spoke to his daughter about the bayan. There's a brother Hafiz, there was a Hafiz Mullah there, who is originally from Durban, but he's his brother's friend, and he was there 4 months. He's staying there already. He also made khidmat, mashallah, and were very eager to host our Hazrat. He says that this brother Faisal was so overtaken that almost at 12 o'clock at night he's talking about the bayan. And then after Fajr also, mashallah, alhamdulillah, but Hazrat's barakat, we had a zikr program. That also, it was surprising. In the jungle, so many people sat for that program. All of them were there because it shows how much they benefited from the night program. That they were eager there for the next. And even amongst the ladies, mashallah, all of them gathered, they all stay in one complex. And then brothers from an area of almost 90-100 km, Pakistani brothers, they also came for the program. And Allah Akbar, those people that were inclined, even towards Salafiyah, the Imam, etc., they were also overtaken with the program. After we left there, they even sent a message that informed Hazrat, we were so overtaken with the program, and this brother, Allah, he's got good contact with the government, etc. And now and then they call him to meet the president, and if there's guests coming, etc., they call him. He says, but my meeting with Hazrat is far greater than all the presidents of the world. This was his words. And then Allah Akbar, he was so overtaken, he says, you people came for such a short while, but the impression you left here is so big that we can't forget this impression. Allah Akbar. And then they hosted us, mashallah, for supper and then for breakfast. After breakfast, then Allah Akbar, when we were about to leave, he was adamant, no, Hazrat can't sit in a small car like this. Take my big car. And it shows the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this welcome and this honor comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how these brothers were eager and said, please come again. We need you all over and over, this type of talks we don't get. Then how Hazrat explained after that, we were waiting for the car. Hazrat explained so beautifully the adab of the dasturkhan, that we shouldn't be tramping on the dasturkhan. We should first sit down, then the food should come. And what an inspiration he took. He says, oh, it looks like the West, they learned from our deen, that the court first have to be set, then the judge will come. So exactly the same. First you sit down, then the food will come. So Allahu Akbar. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they leave such an impression that we can't imagine. And that is generally the friends, the wali of Allah that we have got in our midst. Wallah, if there's a second in the world without exaggeration, I doubt it we'll find. We have to realize and see what impressions are being left on the hearts of the people that we go around. The next day we had a program in another town, Oshikango. It's 100 km away from there, where those brothers' warehouse is there. Pakistani brothers are also staying there. They also, like in the jungle, a beautiful masjid. A small replica of the Masjid e Faisal in Pakistan. And thus the brother, Pakistani brother, they designed it themselves. With no cranes, they put up that structure. But the main thing is that azans are taking place in that part of the world. And those are places where, ulama going, very few jamaats also go. And see the concern of our Hazrat going to such places and so much traveling and what distances. And then Hazrat's health again. Hazrat wasn't too well. And what strenuous journeys. But no, the fikr, how our Islam can take place, how the Islam of the whole world can take place, and the love of Allah can penetrate the hearts. So going all over the world to these remote areas, small areas, but mashallah, they also, the brothers that attended the majalis, the ladies also in that small place, wow, few ladies that were around, they also came and meet Hazrat Bibi Apa and the other ladies, and how they enjoy, how they were inspired by the program. This brother Faisal, like I said, he stayed in Oshikati. He came 100 kilos for the program. He said, I'll come at night. And mashallah, they were there for the program. At night they came. He was so inspired, overtaken. They like the mutawalli of the masjid there. So he gave the Isha azan also. Then he even performed the Isha namaz. And mashallah, the Etonians generally, they read very well. He performed the Isha namaz, he read Ar-Rahman. When he came towards the end of that ruku, he just burst out in namaz. He couldn't carry on his salah. And in this way, they benefited tremendously from that program. Then the next day, we drove to another place called Rungu. That's almost 500 k's. Early in the morning, after Fajr salah, just a short program, a small breakfast, and again Hazrat on the way. Can we imagine, we, the useless people like us, will get tired. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they manage this, this is Rouhani Taqat, which you can see with the eyes of the heart very clearly, that this is not possible from an ordinary person. And so in this fikr and concern, we came to this place, Rundu, they also, mashallah, we met a brother Muhammad, also originally from South Africa, but they there over 20 years, and in that small place, they were so eager to host us, waiting when this Jamaat is coming. And when they met Hazrat, so overtaken, so eager, they said, you only came, we had to, from there, we had to catch another flight to go to the next place. So we were there, we were just about an hour and a half, and already, they knew before we are coming, so they had lunch prepared. They were so eager to have a program. They waited for us for Zohar Namaz, and then they said, how you can go? You have to stay here. You can't go. This Hazrat said, but we don't have there wasn't a flight for the next day. So we had to take the same day flight, but inshallah we'll come again. And in that, just 3-4 minutes, Hazrat said, never mind, we'll have a small program. And at least that will make our day here. Not just coming here for a meal. We haven't come here for meals. We haven't come here for any luxuries. Or we haven't come here to see the country. We have come here to spread the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For our Islam and the Islam of the whole Ummah. From there, we took a flight to Katima Mulilu. That's also another almost 500-600 k's away. And there also, mashallah, the brothers there were so eager to meet us. Hafiz Imran Wadi, originally from Lance, etc., just waiting when the Jamaat is coming. They were there at the airport, ready, eager to meet us. There also, mashallah, a program took place after Maghrib. And Allah, just in the introduction alone, Hazrat, the traveling so much, from the morning till the evening, hardly time for Qailula or anything, yet Hazrat is there for the program. And a full, complete program, where you think Hazrat is tired, not well also, but when Hazrat starts, that engine just moves, like a train, that steam engine is coming out with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what effects you can actually feel, as if the love of Allah is being poured down your heart. We only, myself, can only open our hearts and see. And how those people, so eagerly they are listening. Few people, a small town, but a complete, proper program. Then, the next day again, ladies' program also took place there. 2-3 ladies' program. The next night again, we were at the same place, the program took place there. And then, they said, no, the ladies also want to listen to the program. So the ladies also, there was a room in the masjid, 2 classrooms. So the ladies sat in the 1 classroom, and there the program took place. Allahu Akbar. And how eager, we can't explain the eagerness of the people. And the benefit we get is unreal and unlimited. Anyway, from there we traveled the next day. We went by car to Zimbabwe, across to Victoria Falls. There also it shows that the friends of Allah are not going for sightseeing. We went right to Victoria Falls, but to the airport, not even time to go and see the Victoria Falls, because we had to catch the next flight again. So early in the morning again, leaving after Fajr, already traveling again, another 4 hours till Victoria Falls, and then catching another flight and going to Harare. Allahu Akbar. This, you can't explain the strenuousness of the safar. But the fikr of the friend of Allah, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is beyond our imagination. This what I'm giving, it's not even a glimpse. It's just to give us a brief idea that what fikr, what concern, what love they have got for the ummah. That such remote places where people will think, ah, there's 2-3 people, why must we go to that area? They are just 3-4 families. But Allah, the effect that is left behind, we'll see definitely the work of deen that will spread throughout that world. And mashallah, those brothers, how eager they are waiting for the friends of Allah. We landed in Harare also, mashallah, just landed. Hardly already Zohar time was over. We landed almost, we reached the house about 2:30, and already there was the ladies' program ready. Allahu Akbar. The ladies, Hazrat Bibi Apa and them, had to conduct the ladies' program. Hardly long time, was time for Asr. After Maghrib, there was a short program, and after Isha, again Hazrat's program. MashaAllah, with so much eagerness, the brothers attended there. They were so overtaken, so eager, and not only sitting for the program and listening attentively, then after that also, coming to the house and sitting in the company of Hazrat and asking for advices how we should gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. And the talks that Hazrat delivered in all these places, it's unimaginable that what Allah ta'ala inspires in the heart at that moment. It shows that the talks of Hazrat is not just what is taught about. This is inspired by Allah, ilhami bayan. And we see according to the occasion, according to the people, the words just flow. And actually Hazrat has to force himself to stop. Otherwise the bayan won't stop. Considering the people, etc. And then mashallah, they arranged so many programs for the ladies also, for the young girls also. And how well attended, that is unexplainable. And when the next day again, another program took place in the Markaz Masjid. It was Shab Guzari. There also, the program was arranged. And it was Shab Guzari. But Hazrat explained what is our real object and purpose of life, our Islam and our self-reformation. Without Islam, how are we going to go ahead in life? And mashallah, at the Shab Guzari also, they were so overtaken. And then what does it explain? The importance of Tabligh and Dawat also. How Tashkeel was made by our Hazrat. From this we learn that all the efforts of deen has to take place correctly. And we have to put our priorities into proper perspective and realize to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the efforts have to be united, but we have to be concerned of our Islam and concerned of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only we'll be able to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next day then, the next morning again, early in the morning, we had to catch a flight, Jummah morning, 7 o'clock in the morning flight. So Fajr we had to make early time. And then at the airport, 6 o'clock, Allahu Akbar, can we imagine what strenuousness again we can't explain. Then we, from there we reach Bulawayo. We reached there hardly maybe 1 hour or so, Hazrat had little time to rest. But those brothers were so eager, waiting there. And after Jummah, I program again on the importance of Islam, Tazkiyah in Nafs, and how attentively the people listened to the program, how they were eager to sit and waiting when is the next program. After Maghrib was the next program, mashallah, and they had Dawat, Am Dawat in the masjid there also, and how people benefited from the program after Isha also, because it is unreal how important a person realizes that how much we are far from our Islam. We haven't even started our Islam, and how important is it without this Islam and purifying our hearts, how are we going to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ladies' program also was very well attended. The next day we had a program in the area there, was so called in the early days was like the colored area. But mashallah, those people also, and people that are not even so inclined towards deen, people that are not close towards deen, but the eagerness to attend the program is unreal. In that area they say the ladies' program, ladies who came from over 10, 12, 15 kilometers walking. And all old ladies also came for the program. Over 80, 90 ladies attended that program. Then at night again, the Hazrat's program took place in that masjid. The brothers there, Allahu Akbar, were so overtaken that they were, they expressed their joy, their happiness, that we are so honored, we are so grateful to have such a great guest in our midst. And this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who came with his entourage, where we are fit to be the part of the entourage of the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala takes us some hukum, just part of the, no, not even worse kids, but part of the dirt of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which they don't have. We are dirty and they allow us to be in their company. And we see respected elders and friends, wallah, the effect that the Hazrat leaves in that town, in every town, we can see that people don't want to leave Hazrat. They are also in that place, a person by the name of Sheikh Ismail, he accepted Islam almost about when he was only 12, 13 years of age. But Allahu Akbar, he is such a disciplined man also. In fact, he was a very special bodyguard, the personal bodyguard of Mugabe himself. But here when he in Hazrat's company, he was overtaken, inspired, and he had to admit that the talk that Hazrat has given us, that we won't get this medicine anywhere in the world. Where we will realize, and there also, Allahu Akbar, they told Hazrat that here also people are little inclined towards Salafiyat, etc. But when Hazrat spoke there of Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, Allah Ta'ala's control of the universe, etc. The hearts were just overtaken. And then also, mashallah, the supper was served by the brothers there, and how they were overtaken, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fikr of our Hazrat Wala, and concern that how myself, all of us can gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was just a brief glimpse, a brief idea to understand and realize. When Hazrat makes safar, it's not just seeing, going to see countries, or just going for the fikr and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how everybody can get this love. So Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize and understand that what a great wali we have in our midst. Allah grants us this opportunity. It is only and only Allah ta'ala's fazl and karam, Hazrat's kindness that he allows us in this majlis. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq to take maximum benefit.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. Rush karta hai zameen par aasma, this beautiful poem of our Shaykh which explains so many realities of tasawwuf, of connection with Allah Ta'ala, that the heavens, the skies envy the earth. The skies are high up, they are regarded as honorable, as high. But there are times when the skies envy the earth also. Kya kahu main dard-e-dil ki daastan? Hazrat say, what can I say, what to say about the story of the love of the heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala, what a great thing it is. Jiski barakat se mili aho kuha. And because of the love of Allah, a person is blessed with sighing and crying to Allah Ta'ala, aho kuha. This can only come when a person has got the love of Allah, then that crying to Allah Ta'ala comes. For the love of Allah, because of one's gunas, etc., seeing the condition of the Muslims, seeing what is happening in the world, when a person has the love of Allah, that is the first thing. Then a person cries from his heart. So the barakat of crying comes from the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ho mubarak tujhko e aho fuga. And now, this crying and sighing in front of Allah Ta'ala, that is also a very blessed thing. Because of that, unki janib se karam paaya aya, that a person gets the great kindness of Allah, very openly he sees. So it is step by step, by the love of Allah, a person will be blessed with the crying from his heart to Allah Ta'ala. And when he gets that, then he will see the favors of Allah being showered upon him, very openly he will see those favors. Jab sunoge daastane aashiqa, when you will hear the story of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, phir milegi tumko bazme dosta. When you will get a gathering of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, to get a majlis, people to attend, this is now dependent. When you will hear the story of the Ahlullah, their great, what their condition is, etc. For example, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahab, Saharanpuri, Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great buzur. One of his khadims, Maulana Siddiq Bandwi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, himself was such a great buzur. He says, 20 years I stayed in his khidmat, and 20 years only once Hazrat Mastakbir-e-Ula. And that was also when he made wuzu, blood started coming from his gums. So he told, don't delay Jamaat for my sake. But he made it into the first rakat. And Hazrat Maulana Aashiq Ilahi Mirti Rahmatullah, what a great buzurg himself. He says, I was with Hazrat, and he says, nobody can ever say that whoever stayed with Hazrat, that Hazrat ever must Jamaat Namaz, ever must Takbir-e-Ula, ever must just being on the right side of the Imam. And what? So he says, once they were in Makkah Sharif, and torrential rains, heavy rains poured down. So he was quite sure that Hazrat will make amal on the concession which is in the hadith, Allah sallu fi rihalikum. Make your namazes at home. Rains are very heavy. It's difficult to go out. But as soon as Hazrat heard Adhan, Hazrat looked at him, said, come, let's go. He was taken aback. And then Hazrat told him, take water in one can also. So he was wondering, Hazrat already made wudu, why water? So he says that our feet will get soiled. And entering Haram Sharif with our soiled feet is not right. So just before entering the door of the Haram, we'll wash our legs. So Hazrat carried the water and he carried the lantern. Dark it is. Lights are gone out. It's a long time ago. And the rain, heavy, heavy rain. One hand umbrella, one hand the water, and for him, one hand the lantern. When they passed the marketplace and they came now in front, there was almost a river flowing of 25, 30 feet. And he was now convinced, Hazrat will say, let's go back. Hazrat looked at him and told him, let's hold one another's hands. And then they put the umbrella under the armpit, and one hand the lantern, the other person, the other hand the can of water, and the water was flowing at a speed. And the stones in the water, the pebble stones, were coming like bullets and eating them. and they were crossed. When they came halfway, the water came right up to their knees. And he says, I almost fell down, Hazrat held me tight. And I lost hope, but Hazrat is walking in front. In this, may Allah give us tawfiq. We are so weak in all. So this is the Dastan-e-Ashiqa. When you stay with such people and you read them, then you will be blessed with also a gathering of the lovers of Allah. And when this reality is Allah bless us. We are extremely weak with the smallest of excuse. We just excuse ourselves from Jamaat Namaz, from other things. For us, our deen, and we seek knowledge to get concessions, loopholes. Whereas they made amal, these are those great people. Haulai abai, waji'ni bimithlim. Show me somebody like this. And at least we have this little also a concession that we at least love those people. We respect and honor them. We have great love for them, inshallah. Dosto, ye dard-e-dil ka bosta, this garden of the love of Allah Ta'ala and the friends of Allah Ta'ala, he atai dost, behre dosta. It is the gift of your friend for giving you friends. Allah, it is a gift. Hadrat, one time when Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ludhiani, Mufti Rashid Ahmad Ludhiani, Rahmatullah Ali passed away, Hazrat went there to make taziyat, to express his condolences. And in that, Hazrat said that Hazrat had made so much effort, and mashallah, all his murids also have got majlis everywhere. That is a great thing, that a person, that he has his murids, his khalifas, and they also have majlis. And the coming of the friends and coming into a majlis, there is also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Jab zameen par rote hain mustaghfira, and when the people who are making istighfar, when they are crying on the surface of the earth, rash karta hai zameen par asma, the heavens, the skies envy the earth at that time, because Allah loves those people who cry and seek forgiveness. Very, very fortunate are those people who get the tawfiq of making lot of istighfar. And at least at night before sleeping away, make tawbah for the whole day's gunas. Make tawbah for our whole life's gunas. And tawbah must be made of so many things. We hardly think about so many things. Tawbah, the gunas which we, this, with regard to Allah Ta'ala, the rights of Allah Ta'ala, the rights of fellow beings, especially the wife. She might be lying right next to you at night when you are asleep, but how much you have wronged her, how much you have abused her, etc. To even ask her for forgiveness. Then forgiveness from things like namat of time which we have wasted. How much of time? Not only wasted, we used it wrongly. And the namat of the rays of the sun, the namat of the winds, the namat of rains, the namat of water. What favors of Allah? How much we have destroyed? How much we have abused the earth of Allah Ta'ala? How much we have abused all the other namats of Allah Ta'ala? We have done a lot of wrong. We should ask for forgiveness. And when a person does that, the heavens envy the earth at that time, that these mustaghfira, people who make istighfar, and a person who makes a taibu min adham kaman la dhambala, a taibu habibullah, Allah loves those people who make tawbah. Sankro ja ki hai barish har zama. In all times, Allah Ta'ala blesses with hundreds of lives. Aisi ja par jo fida ho tujh pe ya. And for who does 100 lives come? For those people who give their life for Allah. A person who gives his life for Allah, Allah gives him 100 lives. A person who, for example, doesn't commit any guna, your desire is so strong to look at that woman, you really want to, and you are even in a habit, even just not a desire, but you're just in the habit, without any enjoyment also, but just habit it has become. That also we have to come out from. That a person who doesn't look at any guna, and sometimes when you are angry, or there's an argument even between just husband and wife, and you want to say your point also, just to put her down, not to establish the truth or not to convey a message, but you just want to show I know better and I'm better than you. You're telling me this, and what about you? You do this, you do that. This is very common. So all these things here, when a person gives his life for Allah, he, and this is that annihilation. where we completely cut down our nafs. We don't want to score points. We don't want to prove our point. Then on such people, Allah gives them hundreds of lives. And Allah, that means Allah gives them great spiritual strength. Outwardly, they don't have any strength. But spiritual strength, greatly Allah gives them. Jabbi dekha hai sukoot-e aashiqa. Whenever I've seen the lovers of Allah keeping quiet, I know something great is boiling inside. So there's something great happening inside. Unki khamoshi hai rashke sad bayan. Their silence is the envy of hundreds of bayans. Hey, that a person makes bayan, but their silence is the envy of hundreds of bayan. What they are thinking of at that time. For example, they are eating, what great namats. All are thinking they are enjoying. But in their heart they are making dua, those people who have got no food. Oh Allah, please feed them. Oh Allah, we are staying so comfortable in our house. What about those people who got no shelter whatsoever in the heat? Yeah, in Namibia we saw particularly, which I can't understand. But most of the structures are corrugated iron structures, and the heat so intense. How do they stay in that structure at night? Forget in the day. And we, what comfort? We got ACs, we got fans, we got windows, and the structures, corrugated iron structures, no window, nothing. What heat must be there? But also there, one great lesson that I had learned when we were in this place, Katima Molilo, our host, Hafiz Imran, is building a masjid. There was a musalla in the location, the local people's location, but now he wants to put up a proper masjid, so he took us for duas. When we went there, this we noticed many times, but this time it hit home and it made a lot of sense to us that we saw that these people in the locations here also, if you go 11, 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you'll see them sitting on the chairs, resting under the trees, etc. So then the thought came, people who are very sophisticated and advanced and very rich and hard working, the whole year they work so hard to get 1 week's holiday. Then 1 week they go out, they have a 10 o'clock breakfast, and then they rest. Eh? So, yeah, these people are resting every day. They are relaxing every day. So who is more in front? We just once for 1 week, and then we think we do have something. And then those people, they living in their huts, eh? Thatched roofs, huts. Yeah, a person works the whole year so hard. For 1 year he goes and stay in a hut. And then if he thinks it's something very great, they the whole life they stay. We have a braai occasionally. They every day having braais. Eh? So who is more advanced? And so we cook a poiki course now and then. They every day they're cooking a poiki course. And with us we see that in our areas, which I usually say, for example, Azadwal itself also, if you go in the morning at the exit points of Azadwal, all the people are leaving. Upper 7, 8 to work. You won't see any person smiling. All are glum. All are pulled up their faces. Everyone is tense. Everyone has to get to work. The traffic which is coming in front. The sun that is going to be shining in my eyes. So, 5:30 if you go in the evening when they're returning now. 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock. They should be happy. They made a lot of money. But then also you see everyone tense. And you go in these locations anytime, day or night. You'll hear laughter, you'll hear the people talking, they are happy, children are playing. So really, who is advanced? One father went and showed his son the life of the villagers, etc. After everything he considered, he told, Dad, thank you, you opened my eyes. Today I can see who they are, much more richer than what we are. Okay? And also another thing, you won't find any orthodontist, any optician, any ICU, any hospital, any clinic there, they don't need it. And their teeth are shining white all the time. Eh? And they've got good health there, whereas we are sick people. And we need all these things all the time. And we're working to pay the doctor, we're working to pay the lawyer, we are fighting this case, we are fighting that case. They are sitting comfortably all the time, happy. So really we should think that who is where. Jiske aab o gil mein dard e dil na ho. A person in whose body is just body, sand and water, but no love of Allah Ta'ala. Jisme hina ki hai faqat, dosto. It's just a body,
It's just sand and water, it's nothing. No value. And this is what our lives are. If we haven't got the love of Allah, we haven't got deen, we haven't got fikr of deen, it's just a body. And we are just feeding it also with more body. What we are eating, our food which we are eating, clothes which we are wearing, all is just for this body. But if there's the love of Allah, akhirat, the fikr of deen, then that is something. Dil mera mustar rahe tere liye, O Allah, let my heart be restless for you. Like a fish when it's out of water, how restless. O Allah, let me be always restless for you. Hey, yahi bas hasil hai har do jahan. This is what is really the object of the two lives. What we have made to have big houses, to have big cars, bank balances, investments, that we must have. The real thing is to be restless for Allah all the time. Jab se tera gham mila hai ae khuda, and when I got your love, O Allah, rehta hai har waqt akhtar shadma. As they say that all the time I'm just happy the minute I got your love. And this poem was written here in South Africa on the 28th of Shaban, 1414, 10th of February, 1994. And that was the time that I became bayat to Hazrat also. In this, we were reading the letter of one alim of Bangladesh who had written to Hazrat. Further he writes, Kei saal se jo ye kaifiyat khasa tari hoti rahi, to barha ma'iyat khasa aur huzur shadeed bhi inayat hui. What we read last time, that for many years, this close connection with Allah, and I found a great presence of Allah in my heart also all the time. Lekin is martaba ma'iyat khasa aur huzuri mehsoos nahi hui. But this time, I don't feel that closeness to Allah, which happens to everyone. Many of our friends also write, sometimes we find that closeness and enjoyment, other times we don't find it. Rozana nisbat ittihadiya ma'iyat wa huzuri aur dard mustaqil ke liye dua kar raha hu. All the time, every day I'm making dua now to Allah for that connection. Then this also, that person who enjoyed it, he realizes I'm missing it now. Which beautiful example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives, a person who's got electricity and there is a power failure, load shedding, he realizes. A person who got no electricity doesn't know. So a person who enjoyed this closeness with Allah, so he says, every day I'm making this dua to Allah Ta'ala to get it back again. Kahi ye na munasib to nahi? So he's asking a question now, is this not perhaps improper that I'm asking? I should be perhaps content in which condition Allah keeps me. Allah, Hazrat replies further. Hazrat ji, Allah ki waaste mujh par rahim farmaye, main bekas ho, kamzor ho. Oh Hazrat, have mercy on me, I'm very weak, I'm useless. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat ki barkat se bazaar tamam gunah se parhez ki taufeeq ho rahi hai. He says, Alhamdulillah, it appears that Allah has given me taufeeq to stay away from all gunas. Bazaahir isliye kaha, why did I use the word apparently? Ke har lamha hazar uyub waaz maasi mein mubtala samajhta hu, that I regard myself guilty of hundreds and thousands of sins all the time. Though a person is not committing any outward sins, but how much time we have wasted, how much water. If we think I made wuzu, I made an ibadah. But a person has written a nice article that if you just have to plug your basin when you're making wuzu and see how much water gathers in one wuzu. And if you make wuzu from a lota, you'll see you use only about 20% or 15% of. So howlat and israf in wuzu is a big guna. But we are happy I made wuzu, I'm making so much ibadat, we don't think the word guna I have made. Then perhaps also how we use the towel, we inconvenience other people. With our wet feet, we don't wipe off the water in the basin, we put it on the mat, make the mat wet. The next person, even if it's your wife, but it's offensive to them to find the mat wet. How much we have done wrong, and yet we think, yeah, I'm a big buzur, and I'm so pious, and just one person must just say Hazrat or something, or you're so big. One friend we met, all calling him Mufti Ismail. So they asked, you know how he got his name? He came in Jamaat to Louis Trichat, so somebody just called him Mufti Saab. So from them is Mufti. Now some people, it goes to your head, that many times you go in Jamaat, people think you're a Maulana, people think you're a Mufti or something, or a Qari you just read, and you also just let it go to your head. How many people are guilty of this? We know we are nothing. But just because somebody called me Maulana, oh, I think I'm better than the Maulanas also. Many Maulanas can't even make bayan. See, my bayan, people think I'm a Maulana. People think I'm a Mufti, etc. So easily a person gets involved in how many gunas, and he thinks he's so pious. Khud mera wujud hi maasiyat. He says, my living is guna. Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, that I wish I was a blade of grass. I wish I was a bird that you just love and you got no hisab kitab. But what do we think of ourselves? Just little we do something. On hardly did, somebody just praises you and you think it goes to your head. Albatta makhlooq-e khuda se bartao aur zuban ki tabirat mein lafzish ho jati hai. What my connection with the creation, how not wrong I do, what everything. When I talk also, sometimes the wrong words I use also. I hurt people's feelings also. That we don't even think. I think I made a great bayan, but I don't know how many people's feelings I hurt. How many wrong things I said. Kabhi ujab wa riya ki shubhaat paida hote. Sometimes I think I'm doing things for name and fame. Sometimes pride comes in me. To tawbah wa istighfar wa talafi mein masroof ho jata hoon. A person who's got that nisbat, he doesn't let this go to his head, but he starts making tawbah istighfar. And the world can praise him, but it means nothing to him. His eyes are on his gunas all the time. And otherwise, and hasanatul abrar, sayyatul muqarrabin. What other people think are pious deeds, he regards them as great sins and is making tawbah from them. Ek martaba char panch talaba ko ahkam ne ek kaam se raaste mein roka tha. He said one time, 4 or 5 students, I stopped them on the road. Jabke dhoop bahut tez thi and it was extremely hot at that time. Baad ko khyaal aaya ki ahkar se to unko takleef pahunche. Afterwards I realized I caused them inconvenience. Is the ustad, he has the full right, but just see. Madrasa jaakar un sab se muafi mangi. I went to the madrasa as the ustad, but I asked maaf for them students. I inconvenienced you people. At that time when the sun was so hot, I asked you to do this for me. Ye nahwameer ke talaba hai, ahkar se bhi parte hai. The students at very beginning stages, but they study under me also. Ek martaba ek mithai ki dukaan par ek nojwaan mulazim ne ahkar se tez kalami ki. One time at a mithai shop, where he sells sweet meats, one young person spoke very harshly to me. To maine bhi tez lehja mein kaha. I also spoke harshly in return to him. And this happened. A person speaks harshly. You also speak harshly to him. Dukaan mein baithna hai, to tezi khatam karo. I told him, if you want to be working in a shop, don't speak so harshly. You must be cool and you must tolerate the customers. Nahi, to ghar jaakar baitha. Otherwise, go and sit at home. Wahan se aaya to dil muqaddar tha. When I came from there, I realized what right I had to say that person. Why I had to speak so harshly and what right I had to tell him these words. Jaakar uski khushi karne ke usko khush karne ki koshish ki. I went and I tried and make him happy again, asking for maaf. 5 taka hadiya bhi diya. I gave 5 takas. Money of Bangladesh also to make him happy. To waapsi hote hi qalb par Hazrat ki ulum wa maarif ki barish hoti. As I returned home, I saw Allah, the nur of Hazrat, his knowledge, just started flowing in my heart again. Many times when we can't speak, there is a reason, it gets blocked. Is tarah ki bahut se waqiat hai. There are many other instances he say in front of his Hazrat's reply. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said to do his work, write his kitab, and just no subject was coming. And Hazrat shouldn't go and refer to kitabs in there. Somebody asked Hazrat's wife that when Hazrat makes bayan, he must be studying the whole night in order to make the bayan. So she said, my whole life I only saw him reading 2 kitabs, Quran Sharif and Munajat Maqbool. But what ulum Allah puts down. All that ulum, but now no subject was coming. He was wondering what happened. Then he thought that this morning my wife told me she's going about visiting her friends in the town and the fowls that are in the fowl run in the hawk. You must open them up, give them the food and water, and let a man who's writing 100,000 kitabs, where he's going to remember about opening the fowls and giving them food, fowl food, etc. He forgot completely. Because of that, Allah stopped all this. Then when he remembered, he went, he opened the fowls, he gave them their food. When he came back now, subject started again. So we, how lot we do wrong with so many people, how we treat the wife, how we treat the workers, how we treat any person, road rage is common. While we're driving and we're swearing the other driver, but we make sure the window is closed. So he doesn't hear, otherwise he'll come and give us few shots that, that also we can't take, but we, just to make ourselves happy we swear, which is a wrong thing. And what swears also we give? We are alone and we are swearing the person. Nobody is hearing also, but we're swearing. So all these things have to be corrected. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, this weekend will be our Masjid Majlis on Laylatul Sabt, Friday night after the Isha Salah in Hamsat Park Masjid. Half past seven is the Jamaat. And then inshallah on Laylatul Ahad on Saturday night after Isha Salah. This month after Isha Salah will be the program. And Isha Adhan will be at 7 o'clock. Quarter past 7 will be Jamaat. And thereafter, inshallah, Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Tamar Barakatum Al Aliyah will be here. He'll be conducting the program. And then Yomul Ahad, inshallah, our normal Majlis from 10 o'clock till Zuhr Salah. And inshallah, next weekend, Hazrat will be traveling to Port Shepstone. A 3-day Isra Ijafa will be taking there. I'm a request for all the brothers to participate.
All the details you know, you don't need the introduction, Salahuddin, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'afiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله، فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat: O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnat, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, and to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiya and the Naqshbandiya and the Qadiriya and the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before maut, grant me Tawbatan Nasuha. Grant my maut on Imani Kamil, on Kalima-i Shahadat, with Afiyat, Izzat, Rahat, Salamati, and Aman. O Allah, gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. MashaAllah. Keep close contact with Zakaria, inshallah, and follow his guidance, etc. And whatever you want to directly also, but keep close contact with Zakaria.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها عن جميع السيئات وتطهرنا بها عن جميع السيئات وتطهرنا بها عن جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب النار وأدخل الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.